Greetings, everyone. It's Pastor Bob, bringing you today's installment of our New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotion Series. And I'm broadcasting live from the parsonage in the snow-covered, quaint village of Arthur, Illinois. Today, we're going back to Michael Casey's Balaam's Donkey. We'll be doing that right up till the season of Lent. So it's our 18th installment today on January 28th. And we have brought in the monks to chant mystically for us. We've got the pink sand candle hanging in there. It might make it through this whole series. Wouldn't that be exciting? And the rooibos and chamomile tea. Ah, one of my new favorites. Very good. Well, today's devotion is called G-I-G-O. Do you know what G-I-G-O stands for? G-I-G-O. Garbage in, garbage out. That's right. G-I-G-O. So, here's a real interesting devotion today from Michael Casey to maybe prompt us to think a little deeper about some of the things we expose our mind and our heart to in this world. Let's see what he says. G-I-G-O. Eating habits have changed in the last 30 years. In a country like Australia, where the quantity of food is more than sufficient, we have begun to pay attention to what we put into our mouths. We like our milk to come from contented cows and our vegetables to be grown organically. We wear our spectacles when we shop for groceries so that we can scrutinize the labels to ensure that the products we purchase adhere to the high standards we have set for ourselves. This is a long way from a period when suppliers were able to put sawdust in strawberry ice cream to make it grittier, or colorants in tea to give it a deeper hue. We today are more conscious that we are what we eat, and so we take steps to ensure that our diet is appropriate. Perhaps we are not so careful about what enters the mind. Perhaps not. The things that we allow to be introduced into our thinking also have a role to play in shaping who we are and what we will become. Because many of us suffer from a chronic tendency to boredom, what we seek above all is to be entertained. Light amusement, we think, is simply a means of relaxation. It does no harm. We need to question that. Entertainment always comes embedded in a system of beliefs and values that often enough it seeks to communicate to the recipient. Every single dictatorship knows the value of using popular media to transmit a message and of suppressing any freedom of expression which might undermine the total credibility of the party line. Cartoons can easily be subversive. A politician drawn with a boozy red nose is not taken seriously because we mindlessly imbibe what the media wants us to believe. In the early days of computers, we were warned of the G-I-G-O principle. Garbage in, garbage out. Computers are not infallible. They depend on how they are programmed. If the data is wrong, the conclusion will also be wrong. It's the same thing with human beings. If only bad data goes in, then the conclusions we draw and the decisions we make will inevitably be blighted. Now, you may say, I don't have much exposure to mass media, so I am safe. Perhaps. Media usage is generally underreported. We don't want to admit how much of our day is passed under its influence, directly or indirectly. Garbage in, garbage out. If we want to upgrade our lives, we need to look at the quality of what enters our mind. Maybe we need to dig deeper. Maybe we need to dig deeper. Perhaps we need to ask questions before we swallow. What are they selling? Perhaps we need to turn to cooler media for balance. Cooler media like reading, reflection, and adult discussion. Amen. I think we all should take time to examine in our daily life what we allow in, who we allow to speak to us, and who do we accept as honest or even truthful, and ultimately the truth. We need to be very, very careful in a corporate capitalist society where the popular media is very much controlled by the powers that be, those who have a stake in keeping things exactly as they are, or if they do change, that they change exactly how they want them to. Which brings us to last night's discussion group, where we had a wonderful discussion about some of the questions that have been raised in Michael Casey's devotions. An adult discussion, a discussion based on reading and reflection. Cooler media, as Michael Casey calls it. So think about it. Take some time today to be aware, pay attention to yourself, and notice what's coming into your ears and your head from the world, and what are you accepting and what are you rejecting? Because if it's just garbage in, then it's just going to be garbage out. Let us pray. Creator God, you have endowed us with reason so that we may find our way to you and learn to live a wholesome life with others. Give us a discerning mind so that we can perceive what is good and noble and uplifting, and the courage to turn aside from everything, all things that debase your creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord and our King. Amen.